guys, welcome to another episode of From a Girl's Girl. I don't know what episode number we're on, I just know we're past 20 episodes. I had an interesting week, last week. Today's Monday. On Tuesday morning, I was live on the City FM, educating parents and caregivers on the importance of mathematics in their children's lives, particularly children aged 5 to 10. For those who don't know, Lesedi FM is the largest Sesotho-speaking radio station in South Africa. The topic was definitely not my area of expertise, but one of the ladies I work with, she's an educational psychologist, couldn't do the interview, so she asked me to fill in for her. She told me on Monday around 12 p.m, so I had to do a lot of research and go back to some old textbooks. Fortunately, it went very well. I was a bit nervous, but I answered all the questions well. And yeah, it was a great experience, hey? So that's how I ended up on Lesedi FM on Tuesday morning. Today we're talking about failure and the shame you feel when things don't work out or when we fail at something, whether it be in business, career, or relationships. There is a lot of shame attached to letting go and accepting that things are not working out. When something we're working on fails, we are hit by a lot of shame and sometimes guilt. The reason shame hits so hard is because failure isn't just about it didn't work. It's about what we think it says about us. We attach meaning to it. We think, if this failed, I must have failed. The reason shame hits so hard is because failure isn't just about what didn't work. It's about what we think it says about us. We attach meaning to it. We think, if this failed, I must be a failure. I think society is to blame for this thought pattern. We are socialized to see people as failures when something they try doesn't work out. That's why we constantly worry about what other people are going to say. And we start saying to ourselves, oh, people are going to think I'm not serious, I'm not smart enough, or I'm not capable. The shame becomes so heavy that it stops us from even trying. We start hiding, avoiding, and pretending. And this is how shame thrives and consumes us. It thrives in silence, but the more we talk about it, name it, bring it into the light, the less power it has. For the longest time, I harbored a lot of shame for my business not being a success. I started a cleaning business when I was 23. I had high hopes for it. I thought it was going to be a great success, but things didn't turn out that way. It started off great. I had clients and employees, but something changed just before the pandemic. I tried resuscitating it multiple times after the pandemic, but nothing worked. I spent a lot of money on advertising and marketing, but new clients never reached out. I even changed the business model, but nothing worked. It was hard for me to accept that the business is failing, mostly because of the shame I felt. It was like I let myself down, even though things were out of my control, and I tried every single thing I could think of to try and make it work. But everywhere I turned, I was rejected. The shame I felt was mostly caused by societal pressure and the fear of judgment. I talked about my business all the time, and now here it is, failing and flopping. It was so embarrassing. My confidence and ego were bruised. My business failing was one of the biggest heartbreaks of my 20s. The only thing I thought of when it was failing was how I failed in everything related to business, and that if I tried to start a business in the future, it's also going to fail, it's not going to be a success. This was the shame and scarcity mindset talking. But as soon as I faced the truth and started accepting that things are not working out, I did a lot of self-introspection and I reflected on everything that happened. It was through the reflection that I became aware of my strengths and weaknesses. Had I been aware of them before I started the business, I probably wouldn't have started a service-based business. I'm sharing the story about my business because a lot of times when something in our lives doesn't work out the way we want it to work out, or we fail at something, whether it's a relationship, marriage, a business, or career, or something, we tend to carry the shame of it not working out, and we often judge ourselves harshly for things failing. But just because something didn't work out doesn't mean something else won't work out. I started this podcast less than a year ago, and I'm already being recognized in spaces I never thought I'd be recognized in. There hasn't been any drastic change to my life, but there's been a lot of change, good change, positive change. Maybe it's premature to praise the podcast so soon, but if it doesn't work out, I'll try something else. I'll carry the lessons and experience to the next project I try. One thing failing doesn't mean everything else is going to fail. Reframing how we see failure can help us recognize the lessons we're meant to learn. Instead of fixating on the outcomes of the situation, we can focus on what we learned during the process, while also acknowledging that we did our best with the information we had at the time, instead of criticizing ourselves by saying we should have known better. Reflecting on what went wrong and what we can do differently next time puts us in a better position to improve future projects and decisions. We're so used to seeing failure as the end of the story, but what if it's actually part of the process? Think about the time you performed badly or failed. Didn't the discomfort and disappointment of failing push you to work harder? Sometimes failure is the very thing that introduces us to parts of ourselves we didn't know existed. Think about it, some of your best qualities, your hidden talents, your strongest skills might never have come to the surface if everything had gone according to plan. If things didn't fall apart, maybe you wouldn't have discovered that you are a natural leader, or that you're adaptable, or that you're creative. Maybe we should start looking at failure as information, telling us what doesn't work, areas we have to grow in, and what we have to try next. I always struggled understanding why people say failure is redirection, because of how attached I was to things working out. But now I think of failure as the GPS redirecting or recalculating my route or direction in life. When we're traveling and the GPS redirects or recalculates our direction or our route, it's not because the car has failed or the car is broken. It's because a new direction is needed. Failure is not a dead end, although it feels like it is. Well, maybe it's a dead end for the situation you're in, but it's not a dead end for you. It's redirection. Making the shift from I failed to I learned or even I'm becoming makes it easier to move with our lives. You know, life is long. Yeah, it's long and short. So don't spend life harboring shame from everything you tried to do that was not a success or beating yourself up about something not working out. Maybe you're better equipped for something else. Your responsibility is to never give up on yourself and to get to know yourself so you can maximize your strengths. Like I said, life is long. You can do and be anything you want to be and try anything you want to try. Don't box yourself because of one thing that didn't work out, and don't allow other people's opinions, fears, and perceptions of you to box you. Life is a once-off experience. You do it once and you don't have another shot at it. So why not go all out and do everything you want to do? The things meant to work will work, and the ones meant to teach you a lesson will teach you a lesson. Failure also teaches us how to love ourselves. It teaches us about self-love. When we pick ourselves up, reflect, and try again, not from a place of needing to prove ourselves, but from a place of wanting to honor ourselves, that's when real healing happens. So whether it's a failed relationship or a failed project, don't let it convince you that you're unworthy. If anything, let it remind you of how deeply you care, how brave you are to try, and how much you are still becoming. People might be critical and see you as a failure, but others will see you as someone who tried. And like I said, there is no shame in trying and failing. If you're feeling shame right now for something not working out the way you wanted it to, just know it doesn't mean you did something wrong. It just means you care, and that's not something to be ashamed of. There's a difference between accepting that things are not working out and giving up. In the resilience episode, I spoke about never giving up, and in one of the earlier episodes, I spoke about trying a different approach to get different results. And now here I am talking about accepting failure and letting go. You probably think I'm contradicting myself, but I'm not. Accepting things are not working out or accepting failure is recognizing and acknowledging the reality of the situation. Giving up involves a loss of motivation and hope, which often leads to abandonment of goals and pursuits. Giving up normally has negative consequences such as missed opportunities, regret, or stagnation, and it's motivated by self-doubt and insecurity. Accepting failure puts you in a better position to transform setbacks into opportunities for growth and learning. For me, accepting failure was hard because I've been an overachiever most of my life. While academically, I was an overachiever. But here I was struggling in business. And it's no secret that entrepreneurship is hard. I just didn't expect it to be that hard. However, through the discomfort of the failure, I learned humility, something I don't think I would have ever learned if the business didn't fail. You know how easy it is to assume that you've got everything figured out when everything is going well in your life until things take a sharp curve. And you find yourself struggling to deal with the situation and your new reality, because all you've known your whole entire life is things going well. But the beauty about this is that it challenges you, and you discover new things about yourself through the challenge. And this helps you trust yourself, especially if you're able to implement the lessons you learned and bounce back. Sometimes bouncing back looks like trying over and over and over again until something works. Most of the time, we know when things are not working out, and we know when we have to make the tough decision of letting go. But because we're attached to how we want things to turn out, we prolong the process, and sometimes this does more harm than good. Letting go and accepting that something has failed is hard because you spend so much money, time, resources, and effort trying to make this thing work. So accepting and letting go is really hard. But I want you to keep in mind that if something doesn't work out, something else will work out. I know it hurts when you think about all the time you invested and the money and all the resources that you put in or towards the project or whatever it is that has failed. I know. But like I said, if something doesn't work out, something else will work out. This podcast is a self-love podcast and it's a healing podcast. And sometimes the biggest heartbreaks we experience are not romantic heartbreaks. They are heartbreaks we experience in failed businesses, failed careers, and failed projects. The purpose of this episode is to acknowledge the shame we feel when things don't work out. Remember I said you feel the shame because you deeply care about what you started. Your story isn't over. One failed chapter doesn't define the whole book. And you're allowed to start again as many times as you need, as long as you don't give up. Be gentle with yourself and remember failure isn't the opposite of growth, it's part of it. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I also pray that anything that's meant to work out for you works out. Don't forget to follow the podcast wherever you're listening. I love you all. Bye for now.